from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top 2, but we ain't 2, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo. KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, yo, what it do, one time for the birthday boy. Hey, you know what, it's your birthday, man, come on, man, we do things the way we want.
Now we turned up, we do things the way we want to. Let's go.
Happy birthday, Kitty Caraway.
Wait a minute.
Hey. Win on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot
we some Sacramento Kings.
Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now.
Now
coming down the lane off the rebound.
Rebound.
It's 9-16 now.
Look to the sky, like the beam now. Tell them like the beam.
Vivek, like, you going to be able to light the beam tonight at Golden 1 Center?
Well, okay. We're going to go verse 2. I mean, it is your birthday. We're going to go verse 2 for our boy Kenny Caraway.
Young Zell. Let's go, man. Come on.
It's the birthday theme now. Come on.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe. Over here, we don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. Only deal with real kings over here.
So tell me what you see now.
Coming down the lane
of the rebound.
9-16 now.
Like the beam now.
Hey,
tell them like the beam.
Hey, yes, sir.
We welcome you in that, here. Absolutely to the Monday, July 22nd edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
Like I said, the main event, the showstopper, cancer season, your tribal chief.
Am I supposed to say something? Do it again.
Take two. Mm. A matter of fact, just to go from the one that you did.
I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
The main event, the showstopper, cancer season, your tribal chief.
Acknowledge me.
Oh, that was fire.
I'm in God mode.
That was fire. Once we got it going, that was fire.
No, I think the first one was better. I just didn't know if I was supposed to say Kenny Caraway or just we were going to drop that for today and hit the button. It was just bad. Bad execution.
So good.
You threw the alley-oop up and I threw it into the second row. Damn. And all the people that think KC's a Leo, he is not.
Hell no.
Oh,
I'm just saying. All right. Hell no.
All right, bro. I don't like the way that you said that. But all right. It's cool.
I got love for the Leos, man. Shout out to my man D-Lo. Shout out to JT. Shout out to Tish. Leo season's right around the corner, but it's not today.
It is right around the corner.
Cancer season. Maybe the nicest people on earth, Cancers. Very nice.
Well, you are very nice. You're very easygoing. Nothing agitates you.
They say we're emotional. We are.
You do not come across as emotional.
No.
Well, I mean, when it comes to your sports teams, you get, but like most of the time, you just, yeah, it's cool.
One thing I've talked about this
when before. You get emotional here, though, stuff gets done.
Well, people perceive me getting emotional. I'm just, you know,
Kenny cussed out the sales staff all of a sudden. Six endorsements come D'Lo and Casey's way. We're advertising everything from mattresses to car audio to paint jobs, everything. It's just all it takes is Kenny to cuss at somebody one time.
my guy says, you know what? We got to do better. That's on me. Shout out to my boy. But I heard this one time. And it helped me understand some of the like the roadblocks that I have sometimes. He said, and I've mentioned this on the show before, but they're like Cancers really, really are like caught up on things being fair. They'll be like, well, no, you shouldn't do that because that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that to you. Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. Or if I did that to you, you would do. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we can't go by this because that's not fair for you to think about going about things that way. While other signs are like, I don't care if it's fair or not. This is what's going to happen. So we can't get past it. They're like, I don't care if it's fair.
Hmm.
This is what's going down. Deal with it or don't.
And that's an astrology trait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say Leos are stubborn.
Is it true? I was talking to Kyle about this.
Sarah's a Leo.
Hodges?
Yeah.
When I I'm not really big into the astrology thing, like I said earlier, but the first time I read the traits of a Cancer, I was like, oh man, this is insane. It's spot on. Do you feel that way about Leo traits?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say like I've spent let's see, traits of Cancer, moody, creativity. I feel like these are just words. Cancers are generous givers. They're nurturing. They're vindictive.
Well, I don't know about all that. Jesus.
They're sentimental.
Yes, yes.
Protective.
Yes.
Caring.
Yes, very much so. Very emotional.
Suspicious.
What?
Nostalgic.
Oh yeah, I love history.
Well, that's a shoot. So let's see traits of a Leo.
Casey's suspicious because he's always cheating in that damn pocket watchers.
Suspicious. Stop it. Astrology
traits of a Leo: loyal.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yeah.
Arrogant.
Well, I wouldn't say you're arrogant.
Laziness.
No.
Demanding. That's. Hey, you laughed way too hard. Hey, the hell was that?
I know, that was crazy, huh?
Yo, you laughed. Yo, I caught that. Yo, don't do that. Yo, you got over there that stupid look on your face. No, I see what both of you are doing. Okay. No, that's cool. I got you. No, it's fine. It's fine. I caught that.
So far, it's about 50-50.
Passionate, yeah. Ambitious.
Yeah.
Natural leader, generous, yeah. Creative, stubborn. Oh, yeah.
Protective. I don't know.
Charismatic.
I don't know about stubborn.
Oh, stubborn.
Would you think you're stubborn? Would you say you're stubborn?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But stubborn, I think I'm stubborn. I think my stubbornness and my demandingness go hand in hand. Mm. like, the traits of a cancer. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's too bad. This is how it needs to be done. Right? Like, that's where I think more of the stubbornness comes from. Both, what are these called? It's astrology, but what both of these signs are loyal.
Zodiac signs.
Zodiac signs, thank you. Both are loyal. Mm-hmm. Both are creative. I think that's it. I think those are the only two words that match.
I'm sure if we, if somebody looks hard enough, they got one of those, you know, the two circles,
mm-hmm.
and see what they meet in the middle or common with. I don't know. Cancers, yeah, they're just very nice people.
Cancers.
Well, see, and this is what I'm, hold on, this is what I'd be talking about, though. See, this is what I talk about. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, Jazzy 510 says, well, all this is a waste of time unless you're talking about water sign, which you're talking about an Aquarius. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, now, would I go on Jazzy 510's show and say that? No. So why say that on my show? It's not fair.
Well, there you go again. Cancers are renowned for their empathetic nature and strong intuition, making them deeply compassionate and understanding individuals.
Now I'm going to cry.
Cancers have an innate ability to connect with others on an emotional level, providing comfort and support in times of need. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a shoot. KC called me. Hey, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay. And that's a shoot.
Just tapping in. I won the teammate award.
You did win the teammate award at the ill-fated field day. Yes, that's you are also the only teammate that didn't break something. So that was good. Poor Justin walking around looking like Devin Carter.
It was basically a glorified last man standing match.
Oh man, get well soon, Justin. Get well soon, dog.
Justin, I don't know what the official diagnosis on Justin, but his wrap was like up to his elbow.
Poor guy, he hurt his finger. I thought,
and he had his arm was up here, and still, you know, the way Justin is, great mood. hey guys. Oh man,
Aldrin J, you're actually right. Cancers and Aquarius are actually hella compatible.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So we don't know how we get there, but we work.
That's good. Sham Sharania just tweeted, it's Kenny Caraway's birthday.
Well, Sham's, it needs to be an off season for you, sir. you need an off season to just kind of.
That display yesterday around whatever time it was.
Probably like 11.
10 something, 11. Was one of the most fascinating displays of social media and human behavior in history. Mm. Like, it truly was incredible to watch unfold. And we'll talk more about that. Obviously, I was annoyed by what happened yesterday, particularly Shams, the way Shams acted. but... It was such a.
Now, I'll push back a little bit when we talk about that.
All right, it's the fine. We'll talk about it. Plus, WNBA All-Star Game was a blast.
It was.
Both U.S. teams lost.
Well,
one almost lost.
Yeah.
One did lose.
What I think at least is a fun exercise surrounding Team USA and the All-Star Game.
And one of Kenny Caraway's favorite players gets a. Very lucrative contract extension. We'll talk about that.
Well, get your money, but I don't know if he's my favorite player. I don't even know who he's talking about.
That was sarcasm. He's not your favorite player at all. In fact, he is on your I hate list.
Wait a minute.
We're celebrating Kenny Caraway's birthday all day long. It's Thilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All sorts of birthdays jumping off today. Leezy celebrated a birthday yesterday. Leezy was the MVP of Friday night. Leezy was out there. He was out there working at Cesar Chavez Park.
Leezy be getting after it. Getting after it. And putting the edits together real quick. Yeah, shout out to Leezy, man.
Can't lie, though. We had a little day. We had a little day on Friday.
We did. I'd argue that's probably...
I'd argue up there with T-Pain and Flo Rida probably our two biggest days on the 102.5 station.
Two biggest. I'm trying to figure out which one was bigger.
I kind of feel like it was Friday.
I do too.
It felt like things were still really new with T-Pain and Flo Rida.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night felt like, oh yeah, we here.
Yeah.
We here.
That was...
And shout out to Pilo. Shout out to Pilo for being about 15 minutes late to the stage doing meet not late. He was there,
right?
Doing meet and greets and all this different stuff, and giving Oasis and D'Lo and KC a little time to cook. And that was good stuff.
Shout out Cool John as well. We talked about it a little bit on Friday.
Shout out Sage the Gemini.
Shout out Sage, yeah, man.
That was a nice little surprise for the crowd there at the Cesar Chavez Park.
We talked about it a little bit on Friday, but P-Lo really is like one of the nicest people.
Oh yeah,
like he's, I said it on Friday. He's just hella cool. Like he's a cool dude.
And I know the joke was on Friday, and when we left you, we were waiting for P-Lo to show up. He didn't make it. He showed up a few minutes later, and we just. It's the beauty of having two radio shows. We just went live on 102.5. We didn't talk as much sports as we would have liked to because Pilo, all of the sports conversations were off the air. Pilo's a huge sports fan.
Yeah, we were doing the interview and we were like, oh man, what song you want to play? Da 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 da. He'd say Mardi Gras or something like that. And, all right, Mardi Gras right here, 102.5. He'd be like, all right, man. Hey, man, so DeRozan, y'all getting DeRozan. That was a good look. Yeah. Like, he wanted to talk about sports all
I don't time. Think Brandon Ayuk's getting traded. I don't think he's getting traded. It was like, oh, that would have been the interview on the other station. But shout out to P-Lo, man, for coming through.
Good dude, and then, man. Great dude.
great, great night at the park. Nate Curry, Bugby, everybody who performed that night. Katy Page, everybody.
Oh, man, she ripped it. She everybody sang. Ripped it, yeah. Man. Everybody did a great job. P-Dub and the Matthews Mattress Chatty House asked, are y'all going to Larry June on the 27th? I'd say yes.
I think so.
I'd say so. You might see us there. You might see us there. Yeah.
Plan is to be there until we're told not to. The plan is to be there. So yesterday was certainly a interesting day in the world, and it was made increasingly more interesting for sports fans when Sham Sharania tweeted at 10:50 a.m., Joe Budden. Corners of the culture on my mind. Jesse, dump. Take two.
Got it.
Yesterday was an interesting day in America, and it was made more interesting for sports fans when at 10:50, Sham Sharania tweeted, Joe Biden has withdrawn from the U.S. presidential race. Mm. Now you, like me, like a lot of people in the chatty house, like a lot of people listening to this, have Shams on push notification. Mm-hmm. It's what we do. And so that led a lot of people to believe that Sham Sharania, because he just tweeted, Joe Biden has withdrawn from the U.S. presidential race, had just led a lot of people to think he just broke major, like, historic political news. Mm-hmm. When, in fact, 4 minutes earlier, President Joe Biden's account tweeted out a letter stating his withdrawal from the U.S. presidential race. Mm-hmm. A handful of prominent political reporters quote tweeted that, with working to confirm with our White House sources. Some of the quote tweets were, this is an official account. No evidence of a hack, like different things like that. Then there were quote tweets with thoughts working to confirm, but the momentum had been building to this for weeks now. And it wasn't till, I think it was about 12 minutes later, mm-hmm. 12, because I started watching this. It was about 12 minutes later that the Washington Post, and I was telling you this earlier, almost simultaneously, the Washington Post, LA Times, CNN, all the major news outlets mm-hmm. started pushing out that Joe Biden has withdrawn from the U.S. presidential race. You had mentioned you had gone to CNN and it wasn't on yet. My assumption is all of those places were working to confirm that the account wasn't hacked mm-hmm. and that this was real. Mm-hmm. And I could not believe how many people, and I don't blame them, but I couldn't believe how many people thought Sham Sharania broke this news when, in fact, Joe Biden had tweeted it 4 minutes earlier.
Well, I'm one of those people.
But that's because, and that's not your fault. Mm-hmm. That's not anyone's fault. It's Sham's fault for not attributing where he got that information from. Per Joe Biden's official account, Joe Biden has withdrawn from the U.S. Mm-hmm. Presidential race. Shams is notorious for taking a press release and tweeting out the information as if it's his information. Perfect example. Go to Chris Haynes' Twitter account. Anytime a team, we all get these emails, and you guys see them because guys like Sean, James, other Kings reporters, JA, they'll share with you the email that we got, mm-hmm. and then they'll summarize it. Mike Brown's contract made official with a paragraph from the release. Mm-hmm. When you're on the team's email list, you get those.
Right.
And when you're a national report, you get all 30 some odd teams or 30 teams. And Shams is the only person who will take the Chicago Bulls send out a press release that Lonzo Ball is not playing this year. Shams will tweet, Lonzo Ball is not returning this year. Hmm. Chris Haynes writes, Lonzo Ball won't return this year per Chicago Bulls, and then we'll share the headline with you. Mm. I'm not saying Shams is a fantastic reporter. He obviously has a incredible connections in the world of NBA, but a lot of the work that he does is dirty. Mm. And that move was ass. Mm. That's trash. And I have a problem with it.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Maybe it's the premise that I look at Shams at, right? Like, he's a basketball reporter. And I guess the question is really, when you get to the level of Shams, Woj, all these guys, is your social media account ever yours as a person, right? Or are you just always the reporter? Because in that
at that level,
yeah,
you're always a reporter.
Yeah, and that's the way, that's understandable. Like, because you have such a big platform or whatever the case may be. But I say that to say, like, Shams, maybe I'm a better example than you because you've gotten as many followers as Shams. But if I were to say President Joe Biden is dropping out of the race, I'm just tweeting information that I heard. I'm not breaking news. I'm not masking it as I'm reporting it or breaking the news. I saw it. I'm just tweeting out. Shams doesn't have that luxury at where he's at, is what you're saying, right? Like, he's always got to be the reporter with that social media account, correct?
Correct. But with stuff like this, like, if you had been on your phone at, I think it was, it's 10:50, so it's, say 10:46, and you happen to see a 2-second-old tweet that Joe Biden has withdrawn from the race, that you had seen Joe Biden's tweet, and you took 30 seconds to read the letter. Oh, my God, he's out. At that moment, you are a media personality. Mm. You have the same responsibilities that Shams Charania did right there. Just tweeting when the information is that new, Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race, is a little perplexing. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, in my estimation, you would still have to tweet per, you know, the presidential Twitter account or whatever.
Right. As quickly as he posted that after President Biden posted it, I would not have tweeted. I didn't want to put out that David Patrick was leaving, and it was a press release. It was tweet. I was like, I don't even want to say nothing. I don't even know what's going on. I wouldn't. So imagine if the president dropping out of the presidential race, I wouldn't have tweeted.
And that's why those major news organizations that we were talking about couldn't. Mm-hmm. They had to confirm that this was real, especially after what happened with that. It wasn't a hack, but that outage that happened a couple of days ago. They had to make sure that this was real because momentum, everything leading into the weekend, if you follow politics, had said there's a real possibility this happens. Mm-hmm. And while I don't think anyone was floored by this except poor Wolf Blitzer, who was just trying to have brunch somewhere, like, while I don't think anyone was, like, floored by this, there's still a, okay, it's out. We have a journalistic responsibility. We need to confirm with our White House sources before we push anything out. We were just having this conversation about TMZ the other day with the Michael Jackson stuff. It was like 30 minutes before CNN or any major outlet had, because they had no one to confirm this with.
Right.
Meanwhile, TMZ is like, yeah, the King of Pop is dead.
Right. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I don't have as much of an issue with it.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I just thought it was whack.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, you have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You're not breaking this news.
Did maybe, you know, a quote tweet. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to
100%
per Joe Biden or something like that, but quote tweet and say President Biden is dropped out of the race.
Everyone still would have found out through Shams Charania. Mm-hmm. But no one would go, oh my God, Shams broke the news. Bro, what? No, he didn't. What are you talking about? What do you think? Daryl Morey called him and told him that Joe Biden's out of the race? Come on, man.
Tyler Jennings says Shams never gives Sean or Hammer credit when they first report.
Well, they're
but none of Woj don't do that either.
They're never going to give local guys credit. Right. Like, there's a difference between James and Sean Cunningham and the president. Like, it wasn't like the account that is attributed to the president of the United States tweeted it. Not James Hamm. Like, there's a difference. And yeah, no, those guys.
That was crazy. That was a crazy, I don't know, mid-morning brunch time or whatever. Because I had just finished having some breakfast, chilling with the family. And we had like some wind down time before we had to go to this birthday party. And I was about to get on the sticks, about to get a little NCAA or something like that. And actually what I was going to do was I was going to listen to Trista on Cam and Mace's show. It is what it is. And I see the Shams notification. I was like, what? So I go to Twitter, and I'm like, oh, they must be talking about it. I couldn't find anything about it because, like you said, people were trying to make sure. I couldn't find anybody talking about it. I go to
the Odyssey. I'm 100% assuming, by the way, that that's why it wasn't pushed out immediately.
And that makes the most sense.
From those organizations.
But I go to the Odyssey app, and I turn on the radio version of CNN or MSNBC or something like that. And they, to their defense, they had, like, it was probably like recorded programming already on or whatever the case may be. So I'm listening, and they're still talking about whatever that show is they had on. Like, this really, he must have been hacked. Because remember, Shams had talked, I forgot, free agency or something. He's like, I've been hacked, or that tweet came out. So maybe he got hacked. And then like 10 minutes later, I see tweets. I'm still listening.
So you hadn't even seen Joe Biden's tweet?
No, no.
And that's the cold piece of what Shams was doing, is like, no one has Joe Biden on push notifications.
Right, right. I don't know if I follow Joe Biden.
Well, following a presidential account is not the move, because it's also well, Donald doesn't have one, but like Joe account was tweeting during the debate. It's like Trump would say something and like the Biden account would respond. It's like, well, okay. All right. Look, we know they're not manning this. I don't even think they're allowed to have phones if I'm not, like, I don't, or they have, like, I think President Obama has told the story. They get like a stripped down iPhone that allows you to call and text, but you can't like access anything through it.
Yeah.
So none of those accounts, be it the official or the unofficial ones, are manned by them.
Right.
And it's never more apparent than when they're on TV tweeting.
If you, that'd be crazy if you really, hold on, Donald, let me get the send.
Well, the funny thing is, that'd be the Donald move, that, or at least the 2016 Donald, that'd be his move.
He'd go on live.
He probably would. He probably would.
Yeah,
he went ham on whatever his platform. I don't even know what his platform is, but he has one. And it was like, Donald had a response. I was like, where? I've never seen this before. Where was this from?
He got a platform like Yay, where he releases his music.
Yeah, yeah. It's $450 a year to subscribe to it. And you get busted down versions of Donda. You get Donda 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And I guess that's where Vultures 3 is going to drop.
No, isn't it? Yeah, 3, because they ain't even talked about
3.
Two.
Yeah, no. We got 2. 2 has been allegedly supposed to be released for months. But Ty told us we got Vultures 4. No one ever mentioned Vultures 3, so we don't know what happened to Vultures 3. We just know that 2 was supposed to come out, and it never did. And Ty mentioned Vultures 4, so that leaves us to believe 3 is either on Ye's platform or Donald's platform.
Oh, then Ye said he's retiring.
Okay.
He said that 2 weeks ago. He's retiring from music.
Well, salute. Yeah. Good for you.
It was a good run.
You know what?
It was a good run. Klay Thompson with the Mavericks.
You know,
Patrick Ewing with the Sonics now. Hakeem with the Raptors. It was a good run.
You know what Shams' tweet reminded me of? Do you remember the Rock Osama bin Laden tweet?
I don't.
But it was more vague. So the Rock, and I pulled this up so I got the exact wording. On the day, I remember this, I think I was with Io. I was at his house with his family when this happened.
Mm.
And The Rock tweeted, so President Obama had called a news conference. And The Rock tweeted, just got word that will shock the world.
Well,
land of the free, home of the brave, all caps, damn proud to be an American. Okay, Rock. He was alluding to the death of Osama bin Laden that President Obama had not yet announced yet.
That's crazy. So when
President Obama announced it, everyone was like, wait a minute. How did The Rock know about this? Because this is The Rock 13 years ago. This isn't even The Rock today.
Right, right. He was borderline still performing. Cena and Rock?
2012. He came back. I think he came back in 14.
Mm.
So he wasn't a wrestler. Maybe he was Fast and the Furious franchise at this point.
Tooth Fairy?
Nah, Tooth Fairy was early.
Okay.
Tooth Fairy was Skinny Rock. I think Rock was
Skinny Rock. He still had hair too. He was still rocking hair in Tooth Fairy.
Then I think John Cena announced it at the end of a pay-per-view.
I'm about to say, yeah, I definitely remember that.
John Cena.
The two things I remember is
killed Osama bin Laden, and the crowd goes crazy. What is this?
The two things I remember is John Cena. It definitely had to be a pay-per-view.
It was. Yeah.
And that was going on, and it was Mets-Phillies on Sunday Night Baseball. And I don't think they announced it, but everybody had it on their phone, and they just collectively started standing and cheering and doing all this other stuff.
I remember the videos from that. Have you ever seen the behind the scenes, the off-camera stuff of the John Lennon announcement on Monday Night Football?
Howard Cosell's kind of confirming, should I say it?
Yeah. He's like, should we do, like, because the game was close. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I don't know. I think he literally says this. I don't know if the game's going to let us do this.
Yeah, because it happened. They went to commercial before, the game went in field goal, and that's when they had that conversation, right?
Yeah. Do we do it? And I can't remember who was Dan Dierdorf, maybe, mm-hmm. or Frank Giff. I can't remember who was. Who his partners were at the time, but I think it was Frank Gifford. He's like, oh no, you have to announce it. This is going to shake up the world. Like you have to announce this. And credit to just one of the best to ever do it. Clearly he wasn't sure that he should do this. Mm-hmm. And he knew exactly the right words to use and how to get the seismic, to get that seismic announcement across in that moment.
Right.
That's always I love seeing how news, I love that stuff. Like,
did you see another sad one? Did you see when Dave Fleming announced when Willie Mays passed?
I heard it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did it on the radio.
Yeah.
And then people matched it up.
Yeah. I did that video. I think we were tagged in that video by a number of people.
Yeah.
And I did see it.
That was
tough.
That gave some goosebumps hearing him speak about it. And that's the, cause to be honest, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or nothing like that. I was just like, I've prepared myself for a couple years for Willie's passing, right? Because he's just getting up there, and then you would see him, and it's just like, oh man,
yeah,
he doesn't have much time left. So when he passed, I was definitely sad. I was like, oh man,
Willie was in his 90s, right?
92, I think he was. Wow. I was like, oh man, it happened. Like that's terrible.
93, yeah.
And then but it didn't really hit me until I heard Dave Fleming's call, and it was like, oh, this is an icon. Mm-hmm. This is one of the five maybe biggest living legends that we have left.
Mm-hmm.
has passed away. And I thought Dave just did a great job with that. He is an underrated, fantastic announcer and understands mm-hmm. moments and calls and doing all the, He's really, really good.
I think guys who are best at that or this, are the ones who understand, like, it's not about them.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard Cosell is obviously, you know, one of those guys. Dave Fleming, one of those guys. Guys who have the ability to understand that sometimes you just have to get the message out there. You just have to get the words out there.
Yeah.
I've gone back and listened to, I think it was like a total of 12 hours. I might have listened to like four. But Howard Stern on 9/11 in New York. Like, fascinating to go listen to, because it's 2001. It's terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. And it is Howard Stern. Like, I think they're talking about, like, Pam Anderson, or they're talking about everything you'd expect Howard Stern to be talking about in 2001. And someone says, hey, there's a plane that hit the World Trade Center. Mm. What? Yeah, it was like a small flight, or a, like, what are you talking about? I don't know. Like, we don't know, but there's smoke coming out of the World Trade Center, and they think that a plane hit it. Mm. Oh, that's weird. We're back to Pam Anderson's boobs, and then they just go back to doing whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the second one hits, and like everything like switches. Mm. Everything snaps, and Howard's like, I think Howard said immediately, this is a terrorist attack. Mm. We're under attack, and they go into a mode that you probably have never heard them in for the next, like, I could be exaggerating. I honestly think he was on the air for 12 hours.
Mm.
But it's fascinating to listen to, because so many things, and there comes a point where they're like, they're just watching. Yeah. Where like they're on the radio, they're trying to convey a message, and then they go silent because a building is falling.
Right.
Right. And then the amount of like misinformation that was happening for those who were around for that. There were reports that a plane had hit the White House. There were reports that Air Force One went down. Like, there were just so many, and this was before Twitter.
Right.
There were so many like wrong things that were just out there. And I thought he did an amazing job of trying to navigate all of that.
Yeah,
but watching how historic news unfolds is fascinating.
It really is. It really is. And as just tragic as 9/11 is, I guess the history buff in me, the nostalgic cancer in me. I watch that stuff. I don't want to say I love, like, why, like, I enjoy it. It's just, like you said, it's just fascinating. You know, it's just being, you know, seeing how those things played out in real time, gets reported and things of that nature. It was crazy. I'll never forget. I woke up and one of the towers was already down.
Mm.
And I didn't really pay attention to what was being said. I thought it was an accident, right? Like, I thought something crazy had happened, and it was an accident. I was like, that's insane. Like, I felt bad for whatever reason. I thought maybe they got everybody out and all this other stuff, and then maybe like 30 minutes later I was like, oh no, it wasn't an accident. It's it's going crazy right now. So it's crazy.
Yeah, man. So Shams just tweeted that. No, we'll come back. We'll dive into, well, Shams is certainly sports, but it was definitely a historic weekend. We'll come back. Thanks to Shams Charania.
You want
to
hear my All-Star game idea?
Let's do that. I really enjoyed the WNBA All-Star game. I thought it was a blast. We'll come back. We're celebrating Casey's birthday all day long. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Seems like everybody in your orbit is really wealthy. I mean, Miss P.
I'm not.
This is how it goes. Wealthy Rachel. People hang out with wealthy people, you know, right?
Right, yeah. There's like a rich guy circle and like network.
We don't get to hang out with Kenny outside of this show.
Right.
Once we leave the doors, we don't even get to walk with him.
I asked Kenny. This is a true story. I asked Kenny about the shorts that he had on Friday at concerts in the park. And he did the whole, you know, I don't know. The kids are wearing them. Then he sent me the link where he sent me a screenshot where the prices are strategically blocked out. So I had to go search them. They're just mesh shorts, right?
What kids are wearing these expensive shorts, Kenny?
Well, no, I don't. I wish you told
if Miss P had kids.
I got you. I wish you told
I'm sure De'Aaron Fox's kids are wearing these.
Now, we never went to school with those kids.
No.
This guy talking about, man. Like I said, look, I bargain shop. That's what I do. I find the best deal.
Bargain shop at Nordstrom, maybe.
Nordstrom Rack. I ain't got no problem going to Nordstrom Rack. Matter of fact, did you guys hear? Shout out to Elk Grove. They're putting a Macy's on Laguna Boulevard.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. I guess Macy's is
going. I feel like there's only two, right? Arden and.
Yeah, but Macy's is going to.
Well, no, there's one downtown.
Yes, there is one downtown. Macy's is going to a little bit of a different strategy now where they're trying to put like stores in neighborhoods. And it's not going to be the same, like a big two-story Macy's. It's not that. Mm-hmm. But since nobody goes to malls no more, they're trying to put them like in neighborhoods, right? So it's going to be in the same complex as this Target. So they're trying to get more people to like go to stores and buy stuff. We'll see if it works. I don't know. But it makes sense. Like nobody going to the mall no more. They just, I'm going to order it online or whatever.
I went to the mall Friday and it was a disaster. That's why wow. I was almost
you want to tell that story?
No, I don't.
I mean, 102.5 know it.
Roseville, do they? Whatever, no, they don't.
The
mall,
they don't know
no,
the
they
name.
Don't. No, they don't. They don't no, know. They don't. Roseville's the most confusing mall. Like, it is so hard to navigate that mall. I would prefer, the reason that I went to this particular place is because I prefer, I want to, especially with something like glasses, I want to put them on. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see what they look like. Like, I want to touch the fabric. I want to hold the shoe. Like, I don't want to do that all of the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's, you know, once I trust the brand, I can trust the brand. I don't need to see the Honor the Gift stuff anymore.
Right.
I know what I like. I know what style of their clothes works for me. I know what style of their clothes doesn't work for me. But there are things that, yeah, I would just prefer to try it on. And it feels like that is impossible to do anymore.
I know. I feel the same way. I know. 100%. I wish that, I wish that a lot of the stuff was available. Like we talked about though, It is a little bit of a Sacramento thing. You go down to some of the malls in SoCal, and they got all that stuff right there. I remember not too long ago, it was just tripping me out. Like, all the stuff was there, like all the brands. And in what was it, Nordstrom's or Macy's?
It's probably Nordstrom's. Yeah. I don't think Macy's sells that stuff. Nordstrom's does.
At all that and stuff.
Yeah, it's it is different.
Yeah.
It's but that's less the store and more the city.
Yeah, for sure.
They feel
sure.
like
I mean you go to New York City, you could probably
get
all that stuff.
Well, in LA, I mean you have Rodeo Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have like actual, like if you look for like a Gucci store or a Louis Vuitton, they're going to send you to like LA or Paris. Like those are the two places that they'll send you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's one every 5 feet in Las Vegas, but they don't really acknowledge those.
Right.
Is weird.
Yeah, and the Caesars. I remember when I was going through the Caesars Mall and they had all that stuff.
It really is a brilliant strategy. Hey, these dummies are riding high because they just won a bunch of money. Let's put a Louis store in every single casino so they come in here and take the $5,000 they just won and buy a $6,000 bag.
Put it right back. Put it right back in there. That's how it usually goes. There was something I was about to say. Oh, man, I forgot. Oh, no, we were talking about malls. In the chat, they're talking about Sunrise Mall.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to...
It's on the way of Flipside, hasn't it?
Well, I think so.
At least in my world, it has. I don't know.
Did you ever go to Country Club?
Yeah.
I was in there yesterday.
I was... Really?
Yeah, because the... Well, it's not what you guys think no more. At least from what I can tell. It's still... I don't even know if they call it the mall. It's Country Club.
It's the plaza.
But they have...
Country Club Plaza.
They have the movie theaters in there. And I didn't even walk through there to know what it looked like. But the birthday party I went to was at one of those jump house, like it's called Rebounders.
Okay.
But one of those things. And it was in the quote unquote mall. And I walked in there. It's like, what the hell is it? Look, I don't know what goes on in there.
Is Orange Julius still there?
I don't know if anything is in there.
That's
outside
crazy.
Of the Rebounders in the movie theater.
I haven't driven in that Watt El Camino area since like Tower's been gone.
Mm.
Like I haven't been over there in a long, long time.
Yeah, I that wasn't one of my spots. I've been to Country Club Mall probably less than five times in my life. Like when it was an actual like authentic mall. I went to Country Club Lanes maybe like 10 or 15 times.
I bugged out. Someone brought Country Club Lanes up the other day, and I was like, wait, word? Like, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still cooking.
I had no idea.
I ain't been in there in a while, but yeah, it's still cooking. That's right, Ramsey. It is a, it does have a Winco attached to it now, too.
At the Country Club Plaza has a Winco?
Yeah. Winco, Rebounders, and the movies.
Okay.
That's about it. But they're doing what they can.
So, okay, is Sunrise Mall still open?
I've heard conflicting reports. I don't think it is.
What you know about Birdcage Walk?
I've heard about it. Never
across
been there.
The street.
Never been there. Heard about it. I heard they got these guys. Oh, man, I need to pull them up because I got to show them some love. But they always talk about developments around Sacramento. I think they're, like, proposing, like, a super development. The Maskolinko, I hope I'm saying it right, the Maskolinko brothers, always talk about, like, developments within the city. And I think they're, like, proposing, like, a super, super, like, development with Sunrise Mall and all that. Apparently the acreage is crazy. That mall sits on crazy amount of
acreage. It's
so there's a bunch of stuff to
that's a pretty busy corner that is still
they got a lot of stuff across the street. Like that strip still kind of stays buzzing. One time when we left field day, I had to come back to the office and they took me down that street. I don't know why. It took forever, but they took me down Sunrise Boulevard to get here.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I've never been
to... Well, there's no easy way to get back here from Folsom.
So instead of getting me on the freeway, I guess they...
it doesn't make sense to go to the freeway because it's in the complete opposite direction. Right. You have to take streets to get to Folsom from Roseville.
But there's a lot of stuff there. There's still a lot of stuff. I hadn't been down that way in a while. There's a lot of stuff out there. Real quick, before we get to the WNBA, I came across a really good series, a TV show.
Okay.
Over the week. Shout out to Jazzy 510. For the suggestion. Well, she didn't really suggest it. She said, this is what I'm watching.
Well, that's the way to go.
And that was about it. It wasn't like, do you want to watch with me or anything? It was just...
No sense in asking a question.
This is what I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to say you have to leave the room if I sat down and watched, but it's really what it was. The mayor of Kingstown?
That's the name of the
mayor
show?
Mayor of Kingstown, yeah.
Okay.
With Jeremy Renner. Very, very good.
Okay.
Very good. I saw the last three episodes. Very, very good. The season one, well, last three episodes of season one, it culminated in a prison being taken over by prisoners.
Okay.
This is a really good show, though. Good job.
On good job by
them. It's on Paramount. We saw it on the cable. I think, Paramount Plus is what it is.
Three seasons, it looks like. Jeremy Renner.
But it's a... That final... The way season one ended was kind of crazy. It was crazy. It's a good show, though.
Okay. I'll peep it out.
I would say I'm going to finish it, but she's probably four episodes into season two right now. Like I said, this was not a show for us to watch together. She literally
said, she's got to do something
I'm
while
watching
you're away.
This. Yeah, she's like, I'm watching this. That was the end of it. No invitation, nothing. Just I'm watching this.
Well, what's she supposed to do when you're at work for 9 hours a day, 10 hours a day? Then you got little concerts you got to host and all of this different stuff. I thought we was going to be out all night again tomorrow, but I guess not.
Yeah, I
guess we just got a regular day tomorrow. Salute. WNBA All-Star Game was a blast this weekend. So many different things to watch. I actually never went back and watched... The 3-point contest.
I didn't either.
I never. We were out at the park on Friday. We were kind of following it a little bit. I never got back to it because the game was a little bit early, and I stepped into the game and never went back to it. But I thoroughly enjoyed the All-Star game, the competition of the All-Star game. So many incredible performances. Stewie was amazing, but that was in a losing effort, which is why Erika Egumbawale is getting all the love, as she should.
That was a crazy performance.
That's insane.
That is
a ridiculous scorer.
That was a crazy... So, like, the funny thing about that is, you know, it just shows the level of talent that is throughout that league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where a player that's not on Team USA can dominate a game like that, mm-hmm. has the ability to dominate a game like mm-hmm. that. And that was a hell of a performance.
Mm-hmm. Angel had a double-double in the All-Star yeah. game.
Angel ran as fast as I've ever seen her run on that one play where it was Jonquez Jones. I think she gave her the outlet.
Yeah.
And Angel was gone. I said, what? And a great catch and finish all in one motion. I'd never seen her run that fast before in my life.
So yeah, she was showing out.
Caitlin was dropping dimes.
Yeah, Caitlin had, she couldn't make any. I think she had 4 points, but she had 13 assists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, USA, like mentioned, Stewie had like 31. I mean, they had some performances
had 20
out there.
Plus
she had 21, I think. Yeah. But the WNBA team beat the USA squad. And this is the second time Arike Ogunbowale has won the All-Star Game MVP against USA basketball.
That's true.
She won it again in 2021, which, of course, was the 2020 Olympics.
Mm. I mean, she's a certified bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bucket. Like, her ability to score is just it's elite. It's elite. I enjoy watching her play just in general, but when she gets on those heaters like she did in the All-Star game, it's a joy to watch. It's a joy to watch.
She hit two of the biggest baskets in the history of college basketball in the same tournament. In the same Final Four.
Mm. How long has she been in the league?
She's like 27, years. So 5 or 6 years probably.
Yeah, like 5 or 6 years, yeah. Mm. We got to get her out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Get her out of Dallas.
Yeah. I know that sounds weird, but that's a shoot. Dallas, we just did this the other day. Dallas is essentially Tulsa, right?
Yeah.
Got to get her out of Tulsa. Got to get Arike out of Tulsa.
Yeah, man. I was watching the game, though. Just a great game that they were playing. Both sides were playing, you know, for real. Great crowd, you know.
Really good. Yeah. Phoenix low-key a really, really good WNBA city.
It is.
Been to WNBA games in Phoenix, and they are they're about their basketball team. Yeah, they're about their team.
The
X Factor, I think, is what their fan base is called.
I give you know, Phoenix a tough time for just now showing up for the Suns when they got good, but it does check out that the Suns and basketball in general is their, that's what they love in Phoenix. That was first. The basketball team was first in Phoenix. They were sometime in the 70s or whatever the case may be, and they were first. They're way before both of the other two teams.
Before the Coyotes?
Well, yeah, before and after the Coyotes.
Hockey in Arizona and Florida will never not be weird.
Yeah, I was going for Edmonton just because of that.
Just because, guys.
But they were before the well before the Diamondbacks, well before the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So I completely get their support of basketball in that city because that was it's
for
like
a while that Suns team just hated their owner. Suns fan base, I should say, just hated their owner.
It's the equivalent of if Sacramento got baseball, you know, or if Sacramento went to the MLS or something like that. We love those teams for sure, but it's never going to be the Kings.
Yeah.
Because the Kings are here for generations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they feel about the Suns and basketball in general, I think, out there. So,
yeah.
Good stuff. But watching that game had me thinking. I thought the format, it's not something that you necessarily can always do or should do. I thought the format was great. And I was like, I wonder what it would look like if the NBA did that. And I came up with a team of 12 of Team USA, men's Team USA, against NBA All-Stars.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.